This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The turbulence continues on financial markets, first with the stocks. After the 116.75% drop for the Dow Tuesday, let's do the numbers now. The Dow currently up 60 points, 0.4%, a similar percentage rise for the S&P 500. And 21 minutes into trading on Wall Street, we have the NASDAQ Composite up 0.3%. And interest rates. The 10-year Treasury yield is at 2.22% now. That's up 58% if you do the math from its low over the last year. In a few weeks, the accounting quarter ends, and then the emails and envelopes start arriving with the results. For those with bonds, it might not be pretty. John Sylvia is chief economist at Wells Fargo.
Oh, I think yes. I think for some folks who have always considered treasuries as, quote, safe, for some of them, they'll find out that for the second quarter, the net asset value fell a little bit, and that'll be a nasty surprise. No matter how once you look at any investment and you think it's, quote, safe, there are always risks with any investment.
Now, Wells Fargo keeps a close eye on, among other sectors, real estate. Are these higher rates giving people pause when it comes to looking for a mortgage?
You know, in the very short run, higher interest rates actually tend to promote home buying because then people say, okay, now I need to get off my duff and realize that, you know, the bottom in rates are here, rates have moved up a little bit. I need to start focusing in on what the future is here. But over time, the higher rates will tend to put a little bit of a damper on housing starts, especially in those areas of the U.S. economy where there isn't a lot of home price appreciation. Some areas, for example, you know, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Washington, D.C., home prices are moving up pretty sharply. A small rise in mortgage rates aren't going to make that much difference. But in other areas, it will.
John Sylvia, chief economist, Wells Fargo. Thank you very much.
Thank you.